Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the playoffs. Let's go. It's the playoffs, and you in the streets. Let's go, Ro. Are we having technical difficulties? Well, we having a little technical difficulties until we do get our theme music. Man, we got a lot to talk about tonight. The aftermath of the draft, the exposure of, you know, Michael Sam and him being drafted, the NBA playoffs, epic game yesterday with 9 minutes to go. Clippers down 16. They came back, tied the series. They go back to OKC. You had Indiana, the heroics of Paul George. My goodness. He had a hell of a game. But, yeah, and we have the thoughts and the aftermath of the Donald Sterling interview with your boy, Anderson Cooper, 360 on CNN. A lot has been exposed to this guy. But before we get into all that, myself, made the producer of the show.
Yo.
You know what I mean? What the deal, T-Ro?
Can the world hear me?
Of course they can.
Man, what's the deal, world? Man, sorry about that, man. We having some more technical difficulties, man. We're going to have to get with Blog Talk, man, instead of the field, man, because I don't know what's going on, man. We've been on time the last couple of months, so I don't understand what's going on. They got to show and prove to us, L Boogie. But you know what it is, L Boogie. What's up to the world? It's Monday. You know, but Donald Sterling trying to apologize on who? Anderson Cooper. Man, and then Shelly Sterling trying to apologize on Barbara Walters. Boy, they trying to put their face out there in that media. Well, too bad. You messed up. You're not going to keep your team. Yep, forget about it. All the money you got don't mean nothing. You better settle and go ahead and tell the team, get that $1.2 billion that could be fed your way since that L.A. market is so strong. So you know, L Boogie, yeah, you know, there's a lot of people. Hey, owners, do the right thing. Be like Spike Lee, because if you don't, you know what's about to happen. It's about to go down. A big protest, L Boogie. Get ready for it, because them players, they going to show you how strong they stick together, man. If they let them Sterlings keep it, it's going to be, I don't even want to see what's going to, I don't even want to talk about what's going to happen if they let the Sterlings keep it. But I'm just going to say this. You know, big up to the league. What's up to the world? Man, we got a lot to talk about. That draft was hot. You know what I mean? A lot of good things going on. And then I got a couple things to talk about later on in the show, L Boogie. You know, we'll touch on it. But how you doing, man? How was your weekend this weekend, man? What's going down with the Black Monster brother over there? Man, what's going on, man? Your beard kind of tough, rough looking. Look like you've been in the streets for real.
Well, you know, I've been grinding. The streets is talking. So I've been having to get a lot of info so I can come back to the show and let the world know what's really going on. You know what I mean? And before, you know what I mean, we get started, you know, I want to just say a prayer and big up, man, to the young ladies who's being held over there in Nigeria over 200 plus against their will, man. My man, you know what I'm saying, Boko Haram, he said, start letting some of the militants and my guys go, and then I'll let some of these young ladies go. So I hope we can come to a medium and free our girls. So I just want to give a shout out, and we in the streets give a, you know what I mean, prayer out to them before we, you know what I'm saying, continue.
Yeah, but, man, and I'm glad you did that, man, because we stay in the streets in El Boogie since April 18th, like you said, over 200. The exact number is 276. These young ladies have been taken against their will by that. It's not just one person, L Boogie. What I found out, it's a group. And what these guys are doing, they got money, they got weapons, And, man, they know how to come in and do what they do. And like you said, until they feel like they get their boys away from the situation, then they'll release the girls. But, you know, we're going to pray for that, man. We're going to keep it in our prayers. And like I saw in social media today, man, yo, if you want to really make a difference and you really want this to be out there, man, spread the word. Go to hashtag Our Daughters. The more we spread the word, L Boogie, the more this information and this story you get out and won't get lost. You know what I'm saying? So we need our girls, we need our daughters to get up out of there in Nigeria, because I tell you this, L Boogie, you know, I got a daughter. And since anybody came and put them hands on my daughter, you know, we gonna have some, hey, we make the hood call. Oh, ah! You know what time it is, L Boogie. So, you know, we gonna keep Nigeria in our prayers, and that's strictly from the streets. You know what I'm saying? Didn't mean to cut you off, L Boogie.
Oh, not a problem, man. That's for the girls. You know what I mean? But back to this, you know, Donald Sterling situation. I'm very, you know, perturbed, and like I always say at the end of the show, those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. See, he don't know, so he doing a lot of talking. He don't listen to the streets. He's talking too much, and Donald Sterling, America's not going for it. And when I say America, I mean they just want to be politically correct, because as you see, you cannot be for an example with Michael Sam. You say one bad thing about him being drafted, and now all of a sudden you're, you know, the villain. You need to be politically correct in these day and ages. You can't say what you really want to say. You really can't.
Now let's say it in that curvy way. You got to throw curveballs at the media nowadays, so they'd be like, what, did he just say what I thought he said? You got to keep them confused.
Yeah, I mean, he's really confusing. He's talking about, you know, Magic Johnson, and he's, you know, really challenging what has Magic Johnson done for the African-American community. He said Magic Johnson is not an example of a role model because, as a player, he went around to every city, and I quote, he went around to every city and made love to 1,000 girls, and he has AIDS, or he didn't even know, so ignorant that is, he has HIV. If he had AIDS, he'd be dying. And he lets you know that it's only 12% of African American in America. And he told you that Magic Johnson was irrelevant.
And he got part ownership of the Los Angeles Dodgers, one of the most famous followed baseball teams in all of baseball. And he live in L.A. What? Come on, Dollar Sterling. Where you been? I know you 80, but hold up, homie.
And he made a point. He said, the Jews who have money, they give back. African-Americans, as a whole, we don't give back. Did he have a valid point there, though, Ro?
Nah, man. You know, L Boogie, we got to do deeper research on that, and I'm not going to say that he's right. He might have a point that we might have some guys out there who make a lot of money and actually don't give back, but I'm not going to say it's more than less. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know. But I do know this. I mean, not everybody gives back to their community. Not everybody is as proud of where they come from like you and I. You know what I'm saying? We proud of where we come from. It ain't no hiding it. You know what I'm saying? But for some of those who make it to that next level, you know, they might not feel the same about where they grew up or where they were raised. You know what I mean? And so they might not give back to the community in that type of sense. But, you know, if the, you know, I mean, everybody does what they want to do because, I mean, there are good guys out there like Deion Sanders. He got a school. Jalen Rose, he got a school. You know, they didn't have to go out and just build a school and try to get all the funding together. I mean, that takes effort, and that takes a lot of time to go out and have people to understand where you're coming from to make this thing happen. So it's just not magic. It's just a lot of guys out there who are doing it that he don't know about. He's just going after the big names that are just out there, you know. But he don't really know who's out there doing what. There's a lot of people out there giving back. So that's why I'm going to say, you know, I'm not going to just say that there are more people out there not giving back than less. I think there's a lot of people out there doing what they need to do to give back to their community, to get them back, you know, what they want to see or what they didn't have growing up. You know what it is, El Boogie. Just like you and your programs that you were running at Third Good out there in Cleveland. If you come in the bar with me, you got to go to a session. And don't think you're going to get in the game if you didn't sign the paperwork at the session. So just get it right. You know what I mean, El Boogie? So we nowadays are trying to gear our youth in the way that we wanted to be stirred up. And I don't want to say this in a mean way, but we didn't have – our fathers weren't there to lead us in that direction. Yeah, they were there in our corner to let us know what was up when things went bad, when we had to come to them. But as far as athletics and as far as doing what we know what we do right now, you know, we learned that from some guys who instilled it in us at an early age. And now we took it into us, and now we're carrying it on. What's your favorite saying, El Boogie? TCU, what TCU stand for, homeboy?
Trust, communication, and understanding.
How long you been going off TCU, player?
Since the sixth grade.
See? It's just instilled in us, player. And people that didn't instill it in us, man, are people who we will remember for the rest of our life. And you never forget it. And so for that, if we had the funds, if we had the means, guess what we would do? We would be giving back to the community, even though we do it in a small fashion. Dollar Sterling is looking at it on a much height, on a much, you know, bigger level, on a, you know, money level. That's what I'm talking about. But he don't know what goes on in the streets, El Boogie. He don't know about what El Boogie do with that gun and around Arizona complex. Come on, man.
Yeah, and the thing about it with old Mr. Sterling is that he doesn't understand that it doesn't have to be a bigger scale, like you said, as far as impacting people, just people in general. So, you know, I don't know if he's trying to match dollar for dollar with Magic, but we know you have more money than Magic, Donald. We're not disputing that. But like I keep saying, and I go to Meek Mill, it's levels to this. And Donald is on a big level. Donald is not going to be hurt in any type of fashion. He's 80 years old. He knows what time it is. He knows his clock is about to expire soon. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the king.
Now, let me ask you this, El Boogie. Once you answer this question, we're going to go to a commercial because I think I got things back on point. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me ask you this, and I want you to answer this before the commercial. Let's not talk about Donald Sterling. Let's move it on to his wife, who's been on Barbara Walters, stating that she's going to fight for her right to keep her half of the L.A. Clippers. Number one, do you fault her for fighting for her half of the L.A. Clippers? And do you think the NBA or the owners are going to allow her to keep her half of the team if her husband is, you know, thrown from the pack?
Like when they, you know, when you married, man, you're yoked. So you're as one. Sorry, Miss Sterling. You won't have, okay, I give you half. Now that you have half, you get nothing. You have to sell too. But it's okay. because you'll get half of what it's going to be sold for. You trying to keep the team, I think it's very, I'm going to say a political stunt, because she wants to let the people know. You see, I said a political stunt. That she has nothing to do with Donald Sterling, and she's not racist. When she's been with him over 25 years, 50-year
right.
marriage, you mean to tell me you don't know that your husband don't like cheese on a hamburger? You don't know that your, you know what I'm saying, they don't like milk or chocolate milk? You don't know that your husband doesn't like different type of races? It doesn't strike me as her being ignorant to that fact. And now you wait now to divorce him.
Boy, I tell you.
And you say you want half. That's what halves get you before you get out the door, Miss Sterling, or you want to go by your maiden name. We're going to have to look that up. She needed to just change it right now, because when he was on Anderson Cooper, he said, my ex-wife. And she said, who are you referring to? Yeah, Shirley.
Yeah, good old Shirley. She's going down.
But like LeBron said, I think he speaks for the league. If any Sterling, I don't care if it's a cousin, a third generation, any type of Sterling that's within ownership or have shares of the team, they will boycott. And I'm not just saying the Clipper players.
Right.
So they better take care of this situation real fast. They're in the playoffs. Now, if this would have came out, like I keep telling people, if it would have came out probably the 50th, 40th game of the season, I don't think guys would be playing. But they're already in. And one thing Donald Sterling said that I keep going back to, he said, I support them. I give them houses. I give them cars. I support what they do with their families. I give guys a $100 million contract, $50 million contracts. He didn't say he doesn't own them. He said that he loves them. Ain't that what the boss man used to say about his ninjas on the plantation?
Man.
I love old T-Raw. He one of my best ninjas.
Yeah, he done lost his mind.
Oh, it makes you want to think, man. And when we come back, I tell you what, bro. We're going to talk about the draft and Michael Sam being all these pronosticators and all these player haters and anything you want to think about. And I got to say this, bro. Your state, nobody was drafted in this year's draft from the University of Texas.
Oh, that's some cool.
Since 1938. Are you kidding me? My fault. We back. What a shame, Donald. I got something for you. We back in the asylum. My fault. We back. Oh, let's go. Back in the asylum. Hey, that's to all the draft picks, man. That's all to the draft picks who got drafted all over the weekend. All the way down to, you know, Mr. Revelant. Also to Michael Sam, congratulations. But, Ro, before we get into that topic, I just want to ask, who do you think, you know, won over the weekend between Thursday and Saturday with the draft? What teams you think, you know, especially the bottom feeders of the league from last year, your Jacksonville's, your Raiders, you know, even though they had a subpar year, they're a good team, Atlanta, the Cardinals, they didn't make the playoffs. So what do you, out of those teams, who do you think won and who do you think helped their chances and who were you disappointed in, you know, in this year's draft? You there with me, Ro?
Yeah, I'm with you, baby. I'm with you. I'm going to say this, L Boogie. This season, in this draft, I was only paying attention to a couple of players more than I was my own team. You know what I mean? Of course, Johnny and who was going to be the number one. I like what the Dallas Cowboys did. I'm kind of excited that we didn't select Johnny Money. I'm also kind of, you know, disheartened that we didn't get Johnny Money. But, you know, it goes both ways. But I must say this. I'm very impressed with how Jerry Jones was able to participate in this year's draft. I don't know if he had much of the say. I know he had much of the say. But I'm just saying, that didn't seem like Jerry had his hand on most of those picks this year. You know what I mean? Because we all know that Jerry would have went for Johnny Money if it was all about, you know, Jerry and Wu keeping the excitement in Dallas. So I think for two reasons he didn't get Johnny, the Dallas Cowboys. Number one, we already know that Tony Romo is fragile, not just physically but mentally as well. And if he would have got Johnny Money, Lord have mercy, we would have been, woo-wee. You know what the media circus would have been. And then number two, just the heat on Tony Romo back, he wouldn't have been able to perform the way that he wanted to. You got Johnny Money on your back, you know what I mean? So I'm going to say this. The picks that the Dallas Cowboys got, I hope you can tackle with all the defensive players that we got. So be ready, because you just might be able to come in and make something happen for the Dallas Cowboys. You understand? Big ups to Devin Street. get picked up as a wide receiver for Pittsburgh. I like the style, big homie. I hope you can come in and help Dez take Austin's place. You know what I mean? That's Miles Austin, for those that don't know. 1-9. And then, L Boogie, I must say this. Cleveland, Jacksonville, and the Houston Texans, I will give an A+ to. Because if you want to talk about going in and finding what you needed to find, that's what's needed for your team, I mean, it was just exciting to see. And Johnny, I believe, went exactly where he was supposed to go to. I'm just, okay, Cleveland, I'm not going to give you an A+. I'm going to give you a B because you knew Josh Gordon was not going to be available. You knew he had failed the test, and you didn't get a wide receiver in the first 2 rounds? Oh, you had a shot. Okay, we're not going to talk about Sammy Watkins, but you had a shot at Kelvin Benjamin, and you didn't take him either. Oh, my goodness. I mean, come on, El Boogie. I mean, oh, all that you did was catch the winner touchdown in the national championship game for your boy. I mean, what happened? But the rest of the picks were cool. You're going to be all right. Everything's going to fit. I just hope Johnny gets to start the pitch. That's all I'm going to say. He's already sold more jerseys than any other rookie in the league, and he ain't even been on the field, and it's only been since Thursday. I need to give me a Johnny jersey.
Isn't that amazing? He hasn't played a down.
Which one should I get?
He hasn't.
Or the orange.
You got to get the chocolate brown. You got to get the doo-doo brown, as we call it in the land. He has the most selling jersey in 3-4 days than anybody in the league. And he hasn't played a down yet. Are you kidding me? It's a Johnny Money frenzy. That means that it's more money in Cleveland, Ohio right now. I know you smell the money. And I tell you what, I really want to see what Minnesota does with their picks, with Anthony Barr from UCLA, the speed rusher, taking Jaren Allen's position. And I'm really intrigued about Teddy Bridgewater, what he's going to do in Minnesota with, you know what I mean, the best running back in the league. So I hope he doesn't do well against, you know, my team 2 times a year. But I hope he has a solid career up there in Minneapolis.
He about to give it to y'all.
Now let me ask you this, bro. On a harsher note, I'm gonna say, because we've been talking about it, the sports officials kind of touched on it, glossed on it, but the media attention that Michael Sam's received when he was picked, and they showed him, you know, kissing his boyfriend numerous of times and whatnot. Now, let me ask you this. What does that attention negatively or positively bring to the league? What do you feel about it? And last but not least, why are some players, when they tweet their feelings about it, they will get reprimanded? I just want your take on that.
Sensitive. The world is getting soft, old boogie. This game was a physical sport back in the 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And now we got, man, it's just, you know, I think this is what the world wants us to accept right now, man. And every sport is just not as rough and as tough as it used to be. Hockey is the most physical sport we have, and it's getting soft. Football, the most physical sport we got, is getting soft. It is a concern about the concussions and how these guys are more athletic, built, you know, to put on more pounds and go faster and hit harder. But you're taking away from the game, El Boogie, and when you take away from the game, this is what you get. And now we got guy saying that, hey, I'm gay, and I'm going to be drafted in the league, and you're going to get fined $20,000 for it. And that's ridiculous, L Boogie. What happened to our First Amendment? What I got soft, L Boogie? We just people can't even just have a swift tongue no more. You can say whatever. But now, you can say whatever, but you can bet if the people got people in their corner that know how to get to you and sue you, you get sued. And you gonna pay a hefty fine. And it's crazy. Guys, so the networks are showing people kissing on TV, L Boogie. What? I mean, HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, I get it. But ESPN? Fox? Come on, man. What's happening? What's going on? Can you explain it to me? I mean, that's just how I feel. Do you feel any different?
Well, the thing about it that I'm not really in favor of is that you're making us want to accept it. Now we've accepted it, but it's like now you want us to like it. You want us to like it. Well, some of us might not embrace that. So just let it be good or known that he can play football. And let's leave it at that. You know, sometimes I've watched some of the draft and they've hit it on, you know, a couple players, and they don't show most of them. And I saw a tweet earlier by Mr. Quinn from St. Louis, and he said it's no different between a player kissing his mom or kissing his girlfriend. He just so happened to kiss his boyfriend. And I get that. But they did not show that. Only thing they're showing on ESPN is Michael Sam getting the card, being drafted, and him kissing his boyfriend. They didn't show several times a player in the first round, Jadeveon Clowney, the number one player picked overall, didn't show him consistently after he got picked. He's the number one player drafted. But they're bombarding us with this and want us to not accept it, but like it. And I revert back to this, and I'm not, like I said, I accept it. If that's your preference, then that's your preference. I'm pretty sure all of us have a relative or someone that may be your friend that's that way, but we don't look at them like that, and that's how it should be. And that's how it should be. Just be whatever you need to be to that corporation, who you work for, as a friend or whatever. So, you know, I don't really understand, because like I told on the show the other day, just go to the wilderness, the kingdom, the jungle. You don't see two male lions making out. It's just not natural. You know, it's just not natural, human nature. But if we have to accept it, okay. But that doesn't mean I have to like it. That's just like with a TV show. Most people might like that show than others. Okay, but move on. So I just think it's something that needs to be controlled, but I don't think that it will be. I think the floodgates are open, and let's give kids a choice. Let's give them a choice. But you show this, and then Donald Sterling on the reciprocal side of that said that Magic Johnson, who just liked girls, is not a good example. But people who say that they are, you know, homosexual, they are a good example. We should look up to them also.
What?
Okay. Oh, I'm just saying that's the correlation I'm trying to say. You say that Magic is not a good example, Donald Sterling, somebody with a lot of money, and say he's not doing anything for the community, but we shouldn't judge him more. his personal endeavors. Just like we shouldn't judge or bring up Michael Sam's personal life. Leave that behind closed doors. What does he do on the field or for his community to help out just humanity? And that's where we having the problems.
Yeah. Yes, L Boogie. You can't go around it, man. That's just where it is. That's our society today, man. And it's sad that our youth has to, you know, see what's going on. I'm like you, man. I didn't want to see all that kissing on there. Why you didn't show Jadeveon Clowney kissing his mama as many times as you didn't see these two dudes kissing on the network? So I'm not disgusted, but I'm upset. I'm just. Come on, man, we gotta do better. And, hey, I'm going to say this. Michael Sam, you better make the team. Wanting all this excitement and stuff, man. Look, you got it now. We'll see if you make the team. If you make the team, I hope you good. Because I got people talking about that you get out, you know, you just might be better than Clowney later on. I don't want to hear all of that. I just know this. You better come and produce something.
Yeah, he better do something. But getting off the NFL draft, bro, we had a great epic game yesterday once again. And we had Oklahoma City over the weekend regain home court advantage. It's tied 2-2. Dan Collison had a hell of a second half. Kevin Durant was a little, complex with not being able to read the double teams. And they put a little guy on him, which is Chris Paul, to get up under him. As far as his dribble. So what do you think the adjustments will be made, and do you still have the Clippers winning this series? It's tied 2-2.
Yeah, you saw what happened last night, man. As long as KD keep having his head in the clouds, not knowing where he is in the fourth quarter, it's going to be hard for Oklahoma City to win. And we saw yesterday that it only takes a little bit to ignite the fire. And Darren Collison, being that little light that needed to get the squad going, was able to do the things that nobody else was able to do in the first 3.5 quarters. And when you get a guy like Darren Collison, who from UCLA, playing at home, playing with the Clippers, get that little buzz in his little yak. And you see what happened. And once he started, Jamal Crawford hit the three to put him up. They ain't had a lead since the whole game. They were down 29-7. And then all of a sudden they just let Darren Collison go to work with Darren Collison. Check this out. Yo, you play for Doc. Doc teach defense. You cannot – I know you and Russ played on the same team at UCLA and whoop-de-whoop and this and that. Man, you better play some defense, you sucker. Get your act right.
Yeah, it's becoming amazing how, the tipsy-turvy that my man, Russell Westbrook is on. City, I went for the two. They had a lot of time. But just think if he would have made it, we would have been talking about, oh, Russell Westbrook has turned the corner. So, it's deep. It's deep, and they're going to have to figure it out to be successful. But it has to be a natural figure out. It doesn't need to be forced, because as you see, when you get the forcing and doing things that's out of character, it hurts you. I still got OKC. I mean, they did what they came to do, split, get the home court back. I think they'll be all right. I'm still with OKC winning that series. So, and you had in the East, Paul George, they go up 3-1. They win one in D.C. And I want to ask you, did you think inexperience has anything to do with the woes down the stretch for the Wizards?
Youth. I'm going to say youth, and they didn't mess around and let the Indiana Pacers find their groove. They done let the big man down low get comfortable, L Boogie, and now you're about to see that Stevenson dude go nuts, because he's the only one that really hasn't had that one game where you just like, man, how is this guy hitting all the shots? And how is he making that pass? And just think, Paul George had his last night, keeping his team close. When Washington should have put their foot on their throats, they didn't do it. They let Indiana let Roy Hibbert go from 2 points in the first half to ending the third quarter with 13. That made the difference. The fourth quarter came. Indiana got that vibe like, you know what? We can beat these dudes. And what ended up happening? When the time came, they were able to get right up close, take the lead. And when you let a young team like Washington go down to the end, they don't know who they want to shoot the big shot. Indiana knows who's going to shoot the big shot in their camp. And now that you got Roy Hibbert doing what he does, getting the little rebounds, you know, scoring his points now, hey, man, you better watch out. It just might be that Washington's youth is going to cause them to be closed out tomorrow night. I'm going to give it to Indiana. Now, I'm not saying they looking good enough to take on Miami and take them to selling games and be ready for that, but I'm just saying they will be ready to take out Washington, because believe me, Indiana Pacers going to be hot. Ooh, them Cowboys, boy, they going to be going down tomorrow, you know what I mean? So be ready to see what's going on with them Indiana Pacers, because I can tell you this, no fans ain't going to let you down tomorrow. Paul George, I hope you can do what you did. Nice game, Pippen. Let's see what you do. Game five. Win or go home.
I hate to say this, T-Row, but I love John Wall and the young boy Bill, but they ain't paying the bills. MBG. Nothing but garbage.
What you telling me? It's over.
It's over. Time to say goodbye. It's over. Reason being, you say youth, but I'm going to say old. In certain positions, they got old guys that can't get it done right now. You talking about Uncle Drew, Kyrie Irving? No, Uncle Drew Gooden. What is he doing in the game? I mean, you just got some guys, and I'm going to give it up to, you know, like I said, When he's healthy, you know, he played most majority of the season, Mr. Wall, but now they've hit a wall. And sometimes, like I say, bro, like with Johnny Manziel, the owner saying that he's going to be a bad guy, this and that. Sometimes I just want to say that you can't stop greatness. And that's what Paul George did the other night. He was great. And you just couldn't stop it. And he willed and he propelled his team to win. And that's what you need from your guys, your superstars. They need to propel you to the next level. So, now are we going to have to bring the broom out for Portland? Will they get one tonight?
Hell, Boogie, you know, it ain't nowhere in hell. Portland going to beat the San Antonio Spurs tonight. They had the best shot they had. The other night when they gave it up in Portland, man, if you can't protect home, you can't get it done on the road, man. And believe you me, San Antonio is the team that know how to step on your neck. And when they step on your neck, guess what? Yeah, it's over. Go ahead and just, you know, count for Christmas. Get your tackle ready. Get your bait and tackle ready, because it's over. It's all over, El Boogie. Portland, you had a nice run. But, yeah, man, it's over, man. You just – you weren't able to get it done. So, I give you props for doing what you did in the first round. But, you know, you've got experience now. And we'll see where that takes you later on. And hopefully that you guys, Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge can get you get everything running right and do what y'all do. You know what I mean, L Boogie? They'll be back. They'll be back, L Boogie. They just young, playing the wrong team right now.
I just think Tony Parker's on a mission. You know, we never put him. When we talk great point guards in the league, it's just amazing that we don't bring Tony Parker up, arguably. I mean, if you look at it, he's the head of the snake of them Spurs. So when your point guard does well, you do well. And they've been there consistently since he's been in the league. And don't get it twisted. I understand you got Tim Duncan. And ever since Timmy's been in the league, I mean, San Antonio's been a mainstay in the playoffs. But Tony Parker has shown and evolved as one of the best point guards in the league today. Call in and let me know if you think beg to differ. Because he is. He doesn't present dunking ability. He doesn't rebound as much. But he's savvy. And he gets in that paint, and he knows how to play. There's no one like him. He's different. He's just different. And last but not least, before we go to the commercial and get some callers in, and we talk about some other things, and all these coaches, you know what I mean, being fired, we're going to talk about that too, but we got to pay some bills. But, Ro, Paul Pierce told the media after they won game three, yeah, we're not scared of them. We're not scared of the Heat, and we can play against them. What do you think about that take after game three? And I'm going to let you know what I think. Go ahead, Ro.
You know the Heat don't like you laughing in they face, man. You know, don't be disrespected. Because when we beat y'all, we don't be showing you what you know, yeah, you know, showing the shoulder. This respect thing. Be respectful in this game. And now that you have tried to disrespect us and laugh like because you got one game, I'm about to spank your ass in this game, all right? Brooklyn, you should have did it. You won't see Brooklyn.
Straight.
Tonight, it won't be back. Yeah, you better give it all you got because it ain't coming back to Brooklyn. You messed up.
I understand. You told the truth. You told the truth, Paul. That's why they call you the truth. You told the truth. Yeah, you're not scared. You're just not good enough right now. You're old. You're just not good enough right now. Was I surprised that you won the game? Yes, I am. I'm very surprised. But that just shows the savviness, the character, and the fight in those Hall of Famers. I can't knock it. They refused to get swept. It would have been an embarrassment. But that doesn't mean you're going to win the series. Get your tackle box together and your special worms for your catch, because you're about to go fishing very soon before the week is out.
Get the paddle box ready. Get the strong pole, the flexible one.
Man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Man, special shout out to Ustream Global Network One, the sports officials, heaven know. Man, you in the streets, and don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. When we come back, we're going to get in the asylum, man. Let's go, Ro. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You want to conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. You see you in a bodyguard. That means police.
streets is watching, and I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose before you realize that it's probably true? Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog, Brooklyn to Rome, or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up, you fell at it, you dense. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, but pressure bust pipes. I know I'm faster, y'all. To know me's the love, you see me, can't be me.
Man, you back in the street with your boy, QL the GT Row, and I'm your wholesale boogie. It's Frenzy. It's you, Big Dummy Monday. You know how we do it. Before we continue, give you a little rundown. We've been talking about the exclusive interview Donald Sterling had with Anderson Cooper of CNN. Very demonstrative, very candid, and very real. We talked about the NFL draft, winners and losers, who did what. Big Splash is getting money already, leading the league in jersey sale. Hopefully that transcends to the field. We're talking Michael Sam in the final round of the draft, round 7, being drafted by the St. Louis Rams. And the cries and tweets and feedback from him, you know, kissing his girlfriend and him being in the league. Also, Ro, another coach, whacked. Add Mike Brown to the list of 6.
No, Cleveland didn't do it. Say it's not so.
Man, I should put in my application. I can coach better than Mike Brown. Street.
It's only been 2 seasons, El Bundy.
2 seasons too long. He shouldn't been living. Why did they bring him back? They dug him up from the grave. He wasn't dead yet. He was still banging in the trunk, getting out. I hope they really whacked him this time. It's over with. He shouldn't get no more chances. He cannot win. It's over with. Add him to the list with the 3 mics. This, listen, that sounds like a meal. You got three mics, a Corbin, a Adelman, and a Brow. Hash Brows, that is, because he cooked. Streets!
Oh,
will Mike Brown get another job again? Will Mike Brown get another job again, Ro? Will he?
Are you talking head coaching or just another? He'll be an assistant. Come on, man. We
okay.
Lead the league in black assistants that never will get a job or only get one stint and get fired. So we lead the league in that. He'll be an assistant somewhere.
You mean to tell me we gave, when I say we, I'm talking about the league, we gave Mike Brown two chances and we haven't given – Patrick Ewing won just yet. One of the 50 greatest. We don't know what he can do. You giving Mike Brown a second chance. And I know he had MBGs over there, nothing but garbage. I'm talking about instead of going out on Wednesday, it went out every day. 82 days out the year. Nothing but garbage. But still. You can't win over 20 games.
Well, he won. Well, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. 33-49 all together.
My point exactly.
Yeah,
your winning percentage was 16%. Are you kidding me, Ro? Man, where do I sign up?
I almost choked on my jolly rancher, man. Hold on, man. Don't be saying that, man. Don't sound so serious, man. Hold on, man.
I'm dead serious. I could coach Swervin Irvin.
Are you bitter? That ain't even your team. You got me over here tripping.
No, I just want to coach. Me and Swervin Irvin, we'll be fighting in the locker room. They be talking about coach and player fighting.
Yeah. You and Melo be fighting, y'all be cool.
Me and Melo get into two fights. One is because, you know, Lala, she might like me. That might be the first one. And then number two. He might think I might be getting too much air time and not him. So, you know what I mean? On the court. But other than that, I'll take us to the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Already.
Street. Man, you know, also before we continue, you know, I said we was going to start having entertainment juicy news every show from here on out. And it's some things that happened over the weekend. I mean, Jay-Z, Beyonce, in the elevator with the sister. I mean, oh my.
What is her name? Solange or Solange? What's her name, Elbow? I can't get the girl name right.
You know what? I'm going to let Brandon Carter say the name and let him bring to the forefront because that's what he do. I don't want to mess it up either. I want to let B. Carter, you know what I mean, talk about Sean Carter and the Carters. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, buddy.
So, you know, I'm just, before we bring, you know, B. Carter in, is B. Carter there?
Now, B ain't chimed in with us yet. You know, B'll be calling in. You know, B keep it fly, man. B'll be on time. You know what I'll be like to do it.
But let me ask you this, Ro. You saw it on TMZ. You saw the elevator video. What's your take on that?
On Donald Sterling?
The take with Jay-Z.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, you know what, man? I'm going to say this, L Boogie. Jay-Z, man, I love you, brother. Because, boy, if you would have been in the hood about 20 years ago, she would have got elbowed in the throat. But Jay-Z was so cool. He just grabbed her leg. He was looking at her like, bitch, what's up with you? But I would give big props to Jay-Z, man, for not losing his wig because, you know, anybody can get sued with anything. But Beyonce, where were your antennas?
Streets.
I just don't understand. I can't wait for me to call in, man. You know, we just got bits and pieces of it on what we looked it up. So, you know, I just can't wait to hear what really happened. You know, it must have been a misunderstanding. But, B, why you backed up? You should have bet your sister. Hell, you making a lot of money with Jay-Z right now.
But that's her sister. And she probably thought that the bodyguard was going to take care of it more physically. But, shoot, how it works these days, he might have got sued for roughing her up.
Right. She was trying to get a payday, Elbug.
I beg to think maybe her record might have flopped. So, and telling Beyonce and Jay-Z that, you know, where's my check?
Right.
Like in Paid in Full, when the worker told Ace Boogie, I ain't eating. And Jay-Z probably said, what you talking about? Everybody eats, B. What you mean you talking about? You ain't got no money in your pocket? You ain't driving around in a nice car? You ain't got nice reality shows? What you talking about you ain't eating? Oh. Friends, that's who my big dummy of the week. Or Monday goes out to is Beyonce. And like T-Rose said, where were your antennas when your sister was kicking me with some $6,000 pair of stilettos? Where were you?
Yeah, man.
I know we got some female callers on the line, man, trying to get in and let us know what on their take on it. Man. Woo! It's a hard knock life, ain't it, Jay? Before we continue, I want to say, man, big up to my man, Seth Sabalas, man, who listening in. You know what I mean? We got a, you know, game tomorrow. But anyway, Seth, I see you, baby. You know, big shout-out to my Uncle Joe. Man, I know you're listening, and I can't wait to holler at you back at the crib about this Michael Sam thing because I know where you're coming from and Mr. Sterling. You know, Pook, I see you. I know you want to get in. And, man, can we bring her in right quick before we have Brandon Carter come in? Because I know she probably has something to say.
Let's do that real quick. You know we can always bring sis in on the line. Yo, sis, you know you're on the line with the streets. What's up with it, sis?
What's going on?
Man, what's wrong with so large? What's her name? What's wrong with her kicking her brother-in-law like that in the elevator?
First of all, when I saw the video, I didn't even know Beyonce was in the elevator. That's how far in the cut she was. I sent the video to my friend, and my friend was like, well, where was Beyonce? And I was like, well, no, she wasn't on the elevator. So then she looked at it and was like, girl, she on the elevator. She in the corner. So I had to look at it again. I said, was this girl face out or? It was like no reaction. Like, I was so flabbergasted as how she just literally stood there and did nothing. So I don't know if she was just dependent on the security taking care of it, or maybe Jay did something to piss her off, and she was like, Solange, get him. I don't know what that was about. But that had me tripping. And so I don't know if y'all saw the video where they were walking out, and Jay-Z was fixing his clothes as they were walking out.
Yes.
Y'all didn't see that
video,
y'all. So they were walking out to go get in the car, and Solange was first, Jay-Z was Beyonce was second, Jay-Z was third. And so Solange got in the car, Beyonce got in the car, and Jay-Z was about to get in the car, and security stepped in and was like, no, you're not getting in the car with them. You're going to get your own car.
Damn.
Ooh.
Smart.
I don't know what happened, but it's been a whole lot of, like, you know, pictures going on and, like, fake tweets about Jay-Z hit Beyonce, blah, blah, blah. But there is also a picture that I saw tonight that they're at the game together. And Beyonce just so happens to have on her ring. So Beyonce knows how to put it on for the public, because even after they were walking off the elevator, Beyonce was smiling as if nothing happened.
Uh-oh. Well, we got B on the line. B definitely going to let us give us the lowdown on what's going on, because Lil B be having that info, boy.
Yeah, so it's been a whole lot of speculation and things like that, but one thing we know for sure is whoever leaked that video is about to get the bricks sued off of them. So, you know, I hope it was worth it for them. You know, momentarily they got probably a couple thousand. That money going to be snatched up.
Absolutely.
So,
can you hold the line
because
we want to get you – We want to get your take on the Michael Sam. I know you had flew me a kite about that. I need you to hold the line. We'll bring you back in, but we're gonna bring B Carter in and let him give the entertainment of the streets.
All right, I will.
All right. Yo, B. What the hell? You on the streets with T-Row and L Boogie, man, and you know we gotta keep bringing you back because you're so hot. So give us the juicy news over the weekend. Talk to me, because I know it's been a lot, and I know you got the Jay-Z and the Beyonce juicy news for us. So, man, drop it like it's hot, B.
Could have been a terrorist attack on Saturday, and I believe Jay-Z and Beyonce would still take the cake. Because that is the biggest thing in news right now. I still don't understand it. I still can't believe it. I do believe that Solange ain't going off for no reason. Something had to happen, and something was said that she didn't like. Beyonce had no reaction, was even more. It just looks weird. And all I know is Solange wasn't holding up. Because the video, many people don't see the whole video. It's a 3-minute video of everything that's going on. And for 3 whole minutes, Solange is trying to let Jay have it. Why? I don't know, but the dynasty is breaking down because they have this perfect facade, like nothing, like our marriage is better, you know, our situation is better than everybody, and everybody wants their love, but something is going on behind the scenes that we don't know.
That is not
nothing, and it's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that's going to come out. It's a tweet that was released that many people think that was Solange. It was not Solange who didn't tweet it. Solange has not tweeted anything, or she has not said anything. There was an official statement that was released to say, we are shocked and disappointed that there was a clear breach of our security system and the confidentiality that we count on providing our guests. The Standard also says that they're investigating the utmost urgency, the circumstances surrounding the situation, and as our constant practice, they decline the talk, and individuals that are involved will be fully prosecuted whenever they find out, you know, who it is. It's obviously someone who has access to their computers and to their cameras and to their security system, because the video was recorded looking onto their camera from a phone. And I hope whoever did it did have enough money to be whatever check that was. But in lighter news for Beyonce, her single partition is certified gold. So I guess it's, you know, 1 and 2, I guess, and happier times. The number one movie in America is Neighbors. The number two movie in America is Amazing Spider-Man. Number two, Kelly Rowland hooked up with Pepsi for a new visual album, and a visual album is like a regular album with songs, which will come with 11 videos to match that song, and that should be released this summer. R&B singer Brandy talks that her new album will be personal, and it will discuss all the things that she has been going through. She wants to do a real good R&B album. Her last album was the 2012 number one R&B album, which was called 211. A 16-year-old girl named Grace Bush graduated from high school and college at the same time. Now, what's very important about this is a sister, an African-American beautiful young lady who was able to go into a dual program at her school where she received a college degree while getting her diploma at the same time. And that's something that don't, you know, happen very often. And that is Brandon Carter with the Entertainment Report. You can follow me on Instagram at BrandonCarter211, on Facebook at facebook.com/BrandonCarter22, on Twitter at onebrandoncarter, and websites at beonair.com/jberry.
There you have it. Yo, Brandon Carter, as
yeah.
always, man, I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing with the show. And like I said, when I get back to the city, man, hopefully I can get a candid interview with you and your broadcasting team.
Yes, yes. I can't wait till you come back. Yes, that will happen.
No doubt. And don't forget, B, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Yep. Will do.
Catch you on Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as always. Brandon Carter. Hey, yo, Ro, can we bring back in Pook, man, just to give her a take on the situation with Michael
Don't
Sam?
Don't grab me.
I would really love her take on a female perspective on the situation. So what do you think about that whole Michael Sam situation being drafted?
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Where do I begin? So when I first saw it, y'all know I ain't got cable, right? Let's keep on talking about that. I ain't got cable. So when I saw it on Facebook,
right.
and I was reading people's comments, it really, like, saddened me because it's 2014, people. This is nothing new. Now, I was listening to you and I was listening to T-Row about, you know, they're trying to make us like it and we don't have to accept it and blah, 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 which you don't. But at the same time, I didn't like the fact that people were commenting saying, oh, this is wrong and how dare he do that and he is just so wrong. And it's like, wrong in the eyes of who? Wrong in the eyes of God. But at the end of the day, that man can love who he wants to love, kiss who he wants to kiss. Now, I will say, and we all know, that the media will force anything down our throat. I mean, I was surprised that this whole Jay-Z and Beyonce thing is on the front page of CNN. So this that little marital drama, why is that on the front page of CNN? So the same thing with this, I don't even remember his name because I'm just so engulfed in him kissing another man that I don't even know the man's name because the media will just drive this stuff down your throat. But at the end of the day, I don't see anything wrong with what he did. The man is in love. He has somebody that loves him back. And it is not on us, the people, to say that he's wrong. The only judgment, the only person that he has to face for judgment is God. So, again, we are in 2014. There are gays and lesbians all around us. At the end of the day, as parents, the only thing that we need to do is teach our children right from wrong. When London sees two guys kissing and two girls holding hands and two girls kissing, my job is to let her know that she can't do that. That is not right. But I can't shield her from it.
Hey, sis, let me ask you this. But should it be on TV as much as it has been shown up until this point?
No.
Since he's been
no.
Gone?
They are going overboard with it. But I feel like in this type of person that I am, I will turn a negative, quote unquote, because I don't see it as being negative, but people are viewing it and taking it as negativity. I'm going to turn that into a positive and say, you know what? It is so many young boys out here that's struggling with their sexuality, actually battling to even kill themselves because they are so afraid to come out. And who knows if this media coverage and this man kissing another man on TV might have saved some young boy's life. You don't know that. And so which would you rather have? your child, you coming home and finding your child hanging from a string in the bathroom because he was so afraid to tell his mother and his father that he was gay? Or would you rather have your child come out and just let you know?
Or you hang yourself because it's discrimination. They keep hiring these other people because they mentioned that they're gay, and I don't have a job. I'm not getting hired because they want to just show the world that they're not, you know, discriminative against anything. But you really are.
Okay. I see what you're saying. But, and again, you know, we can always agree to disagree, and it's my opinion that I feel like these young kids, at the end of the day, they're fearful to come out to their family and friends first. Yeah, they're going to be, you know, it's always in the back of your mind about, like, getting beat up and jumped because, you know, the kids, they're just going to be evil kids. But at the end of the day, you're going to be fearful to come out to your family and your friends. And so I feel like, what's his name, Michael Sam?
Yep, that's his name.
Okay. I just feel like it was a courageous move. And also, I feel like it wasn't even no thought into it. There was no thought about that. It's just like whoever said when he was your girlfriend and your mother. It was no thought behind it. You just reacted.
And I say this to say, I'm not, I accept it. When I say I accept it, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it doesn't have to be like that as far as, like, whatever. But my thing is that you're not giving, you know, regular kids a choice. You know what I mean? Like, I understand what you're saying as far as kids being scared to come out to what they are. Now, a kid that's liking girls, are you going to bash him because he like girls? It's like you validate. I'm being honest. It's like you're giving a lot of praise and to a guy of courage because he's liking or she's liking the same sex, but somebody that's heterosexual, you don't praise them. Because what
I totally get that. And like I said, that's where the parents need to come in and say, you don't do that. That's, you know, not cool. Well, however you want to, you know, discipline parents that situation because they saw it and they're going to have questions. So however you want to handle it, at the end of the day, whether you see it on ESPN or not, it's around you every day. So whether your son or your daughter saw it on ESPN, they're going to see it when they go to the movie. They're going to see it when they go out to dinner. There is no getting away from it. And, yes, ESPN did go overboard by just keep on shoving it down our throats, but that's just where we got to step in and say, look, this is not, you know, the way it is for your kids. And that's all I got to say about that.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Pook, man. We love your take, especially from a female point of view. You know what I mean?
This was about to pop a firecracker on your ass, boy. You got lucky.
And let me ask you this before we let you go. What you think about Johnny Money up in your hometown? Are you excited before we let you go?
Hell no, I ain't excited about that.
Street!
What are you excited for?
It's the people gonna be mad tonight.
He gonna break your heart as usual.
Yes, he is. Like I would never get excited about any Cleveland team ever. But I will say I did get a laugh out of all the pictures that was going around as far as him calling LeBron like, "Hey LeBron, how can I get out of this situation?"
Wow.
So, I mean, hopefully he's doing his thing, but no, I'm not excited about that at all. Because we already know we're going to get brought up for the letdown. That's just what happens in Cleveland. We know this. We're used to it. Accept it.
It's going down. Well, there you have it, man.
Hey,
straight from Pooh, man.
Y'all.
That's our sister.
Oh,
from the
I love
streets,
you too,
man. Pooh.
We appreciate you.
Love you, Pooh, man. Hell, Boogie. Fizz was about to light you up, boy, I tell you.
Oh yeah, you know, you know she loved a verbal jab, so you know we can only get a couple minutes in on the air. So
that's what's up, man.
We gotta get more females on the air like that to be talking about, you know, this juicy entertainment news, man, and these issues, because like I said, we're a different type of sports talk show, and we don't hold back punches. That's what I love about it. So. Can we get to another caller before we go to the commercial, T-Row?
Yeah, man, let's bring in the chef real quick, man, before we go to a commercial, man. Yo, chef, what's up, man? You on the live with the streets. What happening?
Man, watching LeBron whole ass cry.
What? Hey,
CBG,
you know
Crybaby
Jackson. He top three on LCBG.
Man, this whole thing out here, man, no, he didn't, man, never mind. He in the streets, man. Oh, my God.
Ah, and then he just turned it over. You got me turning into the game now. What's going on?
He crying. He shooting his red. You know.
Ah,
right.
Man, you know, he's crazy.
We've seen this movie before.
Yeah, we seen this in Cleveland. We seen this in Miami. Back to Cleveland, Miami, you know. He's shooting his red. Look, he playing. Oh, my God.
Now the draft is over with, Chef. I asked you this: how do you grade your hometown team? You think they did some good things and filled some needs? How do you feel about your draft pick?
Well, do you want me to sound like a fan? Or you want me to sound like an analyst?
I want you to sound like the chef.
Oh well, I believe they could have did a lot better than what they did. They have made some type of dynamic picks. They have filled a couple holes, but they could have did a lot more. I would rate them as a B minus.
Okay, I can stay in the B range. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
B minus, you know, it could have did a lot better. I believe Johnny Money. To be honest, you know what, T-Row? You know, after we was on the Sports Official, you know, I did a lot of thinking yesterday. And I believe if the Browns would have took Sammy Watkins, that draft wouldn't have felt like that. I believe they sacrificed the things that they sacrificed to get the players that they wanted. But at the end of the day, I believe if they would have took Sammy Watkins at pick 4. The draft wouldn't have felt like that. Because there is no telling who Buffalo might have took, or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, so I'm proud. We got Johnny Money. And, hey, T-Row, man, your sister a hater. Man, she sounds just like you.
That's my sister. That's L Boogie's sister. She's from Cleveland.
Oh, that's Amir? That's Amir?
Yeah, that's she. Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm about to cuss her out, man. Man, she's still alive. I'm about to cuss her out, man. She sounds like a hater. Like, I was just so upset. I'm trying to follow watching the game. I just hear her talking. And she sounds just like a hater. I don't know what's going on, you know? I don't know.
Hey, see? It don't matter. She know what time it is. She know Johnny Money ain't the future. He ain't the future. In 3 years, Johnny will be in New England somewhere.
Man, in 3 years, he might be a multi-millionaire. I mean, billionaire. Ain't no telling.
Yeah,
you know,
he already that.
It's about he might be in them billions. But that's here nor
there. There you go.
So, I want to know where B get his information from. I asked B this one time, man. He told me he got every music Like, he got all the apps, man. Man, B, get on me your IG, man. I didn't know exactly where you get your information from. I ain't going to tell nobody, because we ain't telling nobody anything. Man, B be knowing all the information, no. Man.
Man, he be having it all, dog. That's why we be having B on the line, you hear me?
Man, when B come, listen, I'm so glad I caught him tonight, man, because B just know all the information. Like, he in the streets for real, L Boogie. That's a great, yeah, y'all recruited a great recruitment. You know, the Army couldn't, yeah, the Army ain't, man.
I always tell you, Chef, when you're a coach, you know, you got to get players, and you're as good as the players that are around you.
Oh, my God. And he elite. No ifs, right. Ands, buts, dollars. He elite.
But let me ask you this, Chef, before you go on your take. Don, if you got a chance to check out the Donald Sterling, you know, interview, the Michael Sam, him being drafted in the seventh round, and just some NBA talk. I mean, just give me your take on the whole weekend on the topic, and your boy Mike Brown being fired from the Cavs too. Let's not forget that.
Hey, man, look at you, man. You don't want to let me breathe tonight. First your sister attacked me. let me start off with Friday, man. Shout out to Dr. Dre, man. You know, for black man being as consistent. You know, they called him gay. They called him all type of things. But one thing about Dre, he stayed consistent. He stayed very ambitious, and he turned the gold mine to a bigger gold mine. Man, shout out to Dr. Dre, man. You're my inspiration. You know, that's here nor there.
Shout out to you.
Man, what? You know? Now, I don't understand what is wrong with the United States. I have a big problem with what's going on or what I'm seeing. I have a problem. I don't care about what you do behind closed doors. God staked this. L Boogie, you know what, L Boogie, you made a valuable point. Let me tell the world what L Boogie said yesterday. He said, you don't see male lions having sex with male lions.
Right.
You know, it's just something that I'm just not accepting, and I really don't care about how anybody feel it. I'm my own personal opinion, and I'm not accepting that. You know, I don't care if it's girls on girls, boys on boys. It's just certain things that's not supposed to transpire in the public's eye. And for the media to been doing the things that they've been doing, it's just crazy. I'm telling y'all, man, I'm falling out of love with sports. I'm hating what's trending. You know, we watch. Go ahead.
No, I'm laughing.
if I'm saying anything wrong, correct me, because it's making my stomach turn, man. This big ass man.
And you know what? You know what I say, Chef, to that, and that's not even just with girl on girl or boy on boy. I mean, even if you're married or just on your private time with your family. That should be that. It doesn't need to be, you know, exploited to the media. You know what I mean? Don't make, you know, that's just a paparazzi thing, and I guess that's what's trending. But I agree with that. I don't think you should be in anyone's personal life to a point on any grounds, whether they're straight or gay. That's just my opinion. Leave them alone. And you shouldn't bring it to the forefront. Just do your job. If you're an actor, act. If you're a singer, sing. If you're a garbage man, pick up the garbage. We don't need to know that.
But you know what, though? Because everybody got a position to play. Everybody has a position to play. And if everybody play a position according to what their job description or the things that they value the most, like, it's never going to be a problem. We shouldn't have to worry about our kids seeing this thing brought in on TV. I thought San Francisco was going to take him, baby. I was waiting. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought San Fran was about to pull a whammy off their card. And I just thought they were about to shoot their rig, man. St. Louis, I don't understand. I don't even want to talk about that no more. Let me tell y'all about the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers had no intentions of keeping Mike Brown more than a season. If Mike Brown's job was just to come in and teach defense, they should have just kept it according like that and just make him a defensive coach. You know, I just don't understand. Right. Like you want me to tell you why I'm saying these type of things? Because despite anything that he does, he's here for defense. So at the end of the day, just because you play defense doesn't mean you're going to win a game. You have to score that ball. You got to put the hole in the basket.
Right.
You feel me? You got to put the basket in the hole. So with that being said, it's just Mike Brown, man, that's what it is, man. We you know, the city's spoken, and they don't like you, dog. Go back. Oh, my God. You feel me? Oh, my God. Hey, it's like a tornado out here or something. It's crazy out here, y'all. I'm the thing I know.
LeBron, oh, man.
LeBron crying on TV, Bosh hitting threes, and it's a tornado right in the middle of the street. The streets is flooded, and I'm in the city of Cleveland right now.
Do you and we still on. Do you think with the dominance of San Antonio, which is, I think you're a fan, do you think the dominance of them over the first two rounds, will they come out the West?
Man, you can't ask me that type of question. That's just like asking me, is the Cleveland Browns going to make it to the playoffs when they 5-11? I'm still going to say yeah. You can't ask me nothing like that. Hey, Mr. L Boogie, you know what? I'm getting my little bit. You can't ask me them type of questions, man. You can't ask me that. You feel me? Like, come on, man. They playing dominant basketball. Like, there's not one NBA team that's in the playoffs right now and showing the dominance that San Antonio playing, but we're not really playing nobody because we only have to worry about two people. So, like, I'm not going head over heels, but what I'm saying, though, is at the end of the day, the type of ball movements, the type of game plans they got mapped out, and they bringing it to efficiency, they showing why we are considerable the best team in the NBA. Now, this is what I want to talk about. All day long, they've been talking about Chris Paul is the melody to stopping Kevin Durant. Is they smoking dope or shooting heroin? This man had 40 points, and y'all talking about how he just locked Kevin Durant up. What is wrong with these sportscasts? Is they just talking because they got lips or just sound good?
Yeah, he made a couple plays, and they just think, oh, my goodness, he stopped Kevin Durant.
Let me tell you what happened.
To a couple of turnovers, but, I mean, he scored 40.
Do y'all want me to tell y'all what happened? Because it's more the controversy. This is what it is. Man, Russell Westbrook, man, he shut him out. Come on, man. First off,
right.
Who do you think you is, Russell? You know what? No, look, because you know what? Because Kevin Durant is being very too lenient. You see what I'm saying? Man, you know, Friday I should be there. I'm going to be there. And when y'all see the seriousness on my face and when I speak, you will catch my drift. Like, that is his team. And to be honest with y'all, you know, I'm hollering my man Des. We working out earlier. And no lie, I really want the Thunder. At the end of the day, I'm a San Antonio fan heart, but I would really want the Thunder to win a championship this year, and I'm going to tell y'all why, my reasons. Because, man, what he stands for, like, if anybody heard his, man, his views, his points, his love, his admiration, his love for the game, like, it was deep. And, like, anybody who know about struggle, anybody who know about effort and ambition would sit up and say the same words out of my mouth. Man, the things that he said and his love for his team and the type of faith that he put in his team is remarkable. So I would like to see them win a championship maybe this year. But, you know, I'm still rooting for San Antonio. But, you know, they got to control Russell Westbrook. He just, I don't know who he think he is. I don't know if he think he Magic, he AI, Speedy, man. He playing more like Speedy Klassen, if you ask me. You feel me? He out of control. That man's out of control, man. How can you, I don't know, man. Streets.
I got one more question for you, Chef. Go ahead.
Give it to me, baby.
I got one more question for you, and I'm gonna let you ride out. The streets is talking. What do you think about this Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Solange thing in the elevator?
Let me always. Man, I hope. Is you paying for her for some boxing classes? Damn, Hope, I thought you said you could dodge a jab. She caught you with 7 of them. She caught you all type of kicks. She done dirtied your white up, man. And you know what? She was hoping that Beyonce tried to jump in it, because she was going to cold cock her. That girl was on one. Security couldn't do nothing with her. And it is what it is, man. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. See, we as men, well, we as fans, let me tell y'all, fans, then put this high power couple on a pedestal. Like, everything is just so great. You see what I'm saying? Now, right now, that just broke a lot of females' heart. Now they are expecting Beyonce to come out with a song. You see what I'm saying? You hear me? They are expecting this, man. Now, you know what? And this is the craziest part, right? And this is my theory. Everybody ain't gentlemen like me. You ain't a gentleman, because I would never put my hands on a female. Elbow, you know that. I wasn't raised like that. I take that whooping like Hope did. But let me tell y'all something, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, B. Carter, I know you listening. And, you know, and I just want to let this be known, man. Don't sit up here and think you about to put your hands on a man and a man is not going to slap your ass until tomorrow, because you got some men that don't care. Don't sit up here and use this Jay-Z and Salon situation to get your head knocked off, because guess what? You got some men out here that don't care, and they will slap you until tomorrow.
Bad girl.
And that's what's going on, man. And I love y'all, man. I see y'all Thursday, approximately 2:00. I'm looking for the strippers, the lemonades, and the sunshine. I'm gonna taste the heaven and chef, man. Love and respect as always, man. I'm gonna tell a friend, to tell a lot of girlfriends, but we ain't gonna tell Solange though.
Straight. Man, 9 to 11 p.m. every Monday and Friday, and that's Eastern Time. Man, when we come back, we're gonna have some more callers giving their take on the show, what we've been hollering about, their point of view, and we just gonna keep the party going on the Monday. Man, I can't wait. Chef B in the city. Oh man, I can't wait. Let's do it.
Driving me crazy. I can't explain. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy. Sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di.
We like
degrees. I ain't worried about them fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low, brain real old. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court, eating God get rolled. Yesterday, that's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot, nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be. Talking to me, girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always from the song, I'm the wrong, off the rip, cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, not they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back, blue like when that rent is due, cream like when I'm loving you.
Woo! Solange and Beyonce and Jay, they love to party. She might have just been a little intoxicated, you know what I mean? Man, you ain't with the streets, man. We chiming, we talking, we hollering. Donald Sterling, exclusive interview. Bashing my man, Magic Johnson, man. Talking about he's not a racist and the things that he do. Humanitarian-wise, oh man, this team, you might want to go back and check that out. Michael Sands and the situation with him being drafted. Why is it being so aborted? The NBA playoffs. Oh, man, it's tough. Miami just went up 3-1. Looks like it might be over for Brooklyn. You're crookling to me. You're stealing money up here.
Yeah.
And the NFL draft, what do you think your team did? Think they did great things? And Chef made a valid point. If they wouldn't have, you know, went that route, who knows if Johnny would have still been there for those guys. So, you know, who knows? But, Ro, man, let's get to the next caller, man. It's hot.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. We always love to hear from this brother because I know he got a lot to say, especially when Poop went bad on his team. Yo, almighty big brother, what's happening?
What's up, T-Ro? What's up, L?
What's the deal,
down,
big
man?
Brother almighty?
What's
man,
up,
we got to get straight to it, man. How did you like Cleveland picking how they picked all they picked this season?
Garbage.
MBG.
Y'all like Justin Gilbert?
Garbage.
Oh, man.
If I'm going to tell you a cornerback, I'm telling you Denard, man. He been in that weather. He been in them battles. I'm telling you Denard, man.
Right.
From Michigan State.
Yeah.
I'm taking him. If I'm going to take a cornerback. This guy all right, man. All right, he been in there. He been here. He all right, man. I'm taking Denard, man.
Are you
he has played in a tough defense.
Are you one
and
of
he can tackle. Huh?
Are you one of the new 2000 new season ticket holders now that y'all got Johnny Money?
Man, I ain't thinking about that clown. He probably go buy the Mirage. That's where he gonna live at, in the Mirage. He about to open the Mirage back up, man.
Streets! Oh my! Oh,
I'm chilling like a little bit. Looking down on Cleveland.
Man, let me tell you, man, that's a bad move.
If you knew, oh
my you can't survive. You can't survive in the flats, man. You better tell somebody. Ask Josh. You can't survive. Ellen gave him that good green, man. He don't even know how to act no more, man.
He like getting his head in them clouds.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that good green, it's over, man. You can't stay away from it for 3 months. They've been,
with
but
NFL,
see, my,
what do you,
My
what do you think about the Donald Sterling situation?
Donald Sterling. The league is ran by Jews, man. So he just got caught. You think when they had them meetings about the rules and all that, they don't talk about us, man? The owners. You don't think they be talking like that?
Yeah, I do. I believe they do. And they clicked the ones who like Donald Sterling. Because he said on the interview, there's some guys who called him. And just like you said, they probably called him and said, Donald, you got to take this for the team. You idiot. What was you thinking? And he said it. I like that girl.
And then, but you got to understand what, see, they took it out of proportion. He ain't say he didn't want Magic Johnson at the game. He said he didn't want her with Magic Johnson at the game. That's just a regular man talking about who he wants you with. It ain't got nothing to do with his color. He don't want you. He don't want you putting that Johnson in her. You know what I mean? He don't want that Magic in her. You know what I mean? Flat out, man. And everybody failed to realize the dude got Alzheimer's. The dude got Alzheimer's, so every conversation he has is recorded. The broad gave him about 50 tapes, man. 50 conversations. And they, you know what I'm saying? They had conversations. Every conversation they have is taped. He got Alzheimer's.
What do you think about the Michael Sam, you know, repeatedly, you know, showing and they're blowing this thing up? What do you think about that?
Look, man, the nigga a sissy, man. He's a sissy. He can play football. He's a sissy, though. I like the, you know, a lady said, what would you want? Would you want to come home and see your son, huh? For one, my son ain't gonna hang himself. You can forget that. But he ain't gonna let me see it.
Right.
He ain't gonna let me see it. Because, you know, I ain't approve of it. Michael Sam's daddy said he don't approve of it. He got this little white boy kissing him on TV. You know what I'm saying? You got this little white boy kissing on TV, smashing cake on each other. Is you kidding me, man?
Right.
That's embarrassing, man. That's embarrassing to your whole family, man. He crying. The little white boy crying. Are you serious, man?
Serious. Is it over for Portland tonight? San Antonio goes Portland out tonight?
Nah, Portland, they might get Portland. The Vegas probably get Portland this game, man. Vegas give them this game just to keep it moving, man. They don't want Timmy them to sit too long, so they'll let them play another game. They don't want Timmy knees to get cold, because you know his butthole ain't going to get cold.
Street.
Yeah,
wow.
Buddy.
Oh, my
can
goodness.
Shelly,
now, let me
Shelly
ask you
Sterling,
this.
Can Shelly Sterling keep her eye for the team?
Nah, she can't keep it. She feel the same way. Let me tell you something. They don't be together unless they feel the same way, man. You know what I mean? They don't be together if they don't have the same feelings. They see the machine, no, that ain't my feelings. Yes, it is. You haven't been with the man forever. That's your feelings,
right,
too, lady. Get out of here. I don't know if she can't keep the team. And everybody should boycott if they let any of them get the team. Boycott the NBA.
That's
don't even
matter
a season until they sell. And
yeah,
I bet it against all in because the NBA don't miss that money.
Let me ask you this, big brother. The Beyonce and Jay-Z and the slides thing in the elevator, what's the streets talking about in Cleveland about that?
Let me tell you something, man. They got money. I don't even care about what they did. You know what I'm saying? It ain't my little sister. It ain't my brother. Hey, I don't even care, man. They got money. They get over it. They're a power couple. They'll get over it. I wouldn't care. Next.
Straight. Before we let you go, man, tell us something that you want us to know before we let you go.
Well, I'm glad Mike Brown gone. Mr. Potato Head is gone, man. They should have never brought him back. I call him Mr. Potato Head, man. Don't he look like him, Mr. Potato Head? Yeah, he looks just like him. Now you bring a real coach here, like Avery Johnson or somebody, man. Or one of them Van Gundy brothers, man. People that know how to win, man.
Right.
People that can draw their own plays up, man. Know they X and O's. You could teach defense. I could teach defense.
Right.
Most of the time, they wasn't doing no playing a matchup zone anyway.
Hey, Al, you know, T-Row said that I was a little frustrated or a little mad, but I said that I think I can coach the Cavs. You think I can coach those guys?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can coach them. You just can't bring that green stuff in the locker room, man.
Right.
They ought to test you too, man.
Locker room messed up, boy.
They're gonna test you.
You can't even look at that field getting a good one, man. You know what I mean? You sitting there with a stogie. You sitting there with a stogie telling somebody this way you block out it, and they just looking at you hiding. No, you can't do that. You can coach them, though. Yeah, I believe that. You got the savvy for it. T-Row, you can be the video coach.
Hey, thank you. You know what comes out the video. That means next head coach position if he don't get it right.
Right. You can be right down in Dallas coaching, man. You can be the next Dallas coach, man. Go ahead and get your video experience on, man.
Right, appreciate it. That's what I need to do.
Oh, man.
That's what's up, big brother, man. You know what time it is, man. You got to get with us on Friday, too, man. You know what time it is, man.
Okay, T-Roll. Y'all stay up.
Man, that's
no
what
doubt.
It is.
No doubt. I got a surprise for you Friday, big brother.
Okay.
That's what it is. That's Big Brother Almighty, man. You know, holding it down there in the C-Town, man. Hell, Boogie, we got time for one more caller, man. So you know what it is, man. Let's click this thing up, man. Let's go ahead and do this. Street officials, you know how we get down, man. T-Nick on the line. T-Nick, man, welcome to the streets, man.
Hey, man.
You know we got a lot to talk about, man. I know you've been doing your job, but I know you got a lot to run down. Go on and run it down for us, man.
Man, you know, I'll make it short and quick. First of all, thanks for having me on the show, man. Listen to the show and, you know, listen to Big Al, man. I always love to hear, you know what I'm saying, his thoughts. And same thing with the chef. I always love to hear the chef, you know what I'm saying, his thoughts. And, you know what I'm saying, hearing the girls' thoughts on, you know, Michael Sam and Solange and kicking Jay-Z and all that other nonsense, man. And the first problem I had was watching Michael Sam kiss the little white, excuse me, watching Michael Sam kiss kiss his little boyfriend on TV, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got to watch it on Mother's Day with my 10-year-old and my 11-year-old, and, you know, they holler all of us at the same time, just go, you know, at the same time, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't see the cake part, man, you know, and it's not acceptable, Doc. I mean, it's, you know, if the movie is rated R, you know, I know it's rated R, you know, if it's Atlanta Housewives or Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, you know, I know what's on TV, so I can guard them, I can shield them from this stuff, but never in my life did I thought that I would see some NFL player get drafted and turn around and kiss his boyfriend in the mouth. You know, I never thought that. You know, we don't even see the guys kiss their girlfriends. They always kissing their mama. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And hugging their daddy. That's what we always see. But we got to see this. You know what I'm saying? You know why we got to see this? Because he's not gonna make it. This is all about being gay. You know what I'm saying? He knew it, and he knew this, man. And that's why, if you think about it, you ain't seen none of his peoples was there at whatever party that he was at. None of his peoples was there. You know what I'm saying? So it was all about being gay. You know, so when he don't make the team, it's because I was gay. You know, if I didn't get drafted, it's because I was gay. So that's all it is, man. I never seen Johnny Manziel, and I said this on the show yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I never seen Johnny Manziel come out and say, I like black girls. You know what I'm saying? I never seen Joe Hayden come out and say, where the white women at? I like white ladies, before he got drafted. You know what I'm saying? I never seen Peyton Manning come out and say, I like women, before he got drafted. I'm heterosexual. I never seen that. You know, but this dude broadcasted this because he a one-trick pony, man. You know what I'm saying? He a one-trick pony, playing from the nine technique. All he can do is rush the passer from the outside. He can't, you know, he's not a tackler. You know, the tackles he made was downfield. He didn't have a good game against none of the SEC folks. It was all against the sorry teams. So I'm just going to tell you, man, Michael Sam, I am. I don't eat green eggs and ham, and my damn cheese ain't eating it either, man. We ain't buying what you're selling, dog. That's all I'm telling you, man. We're not buying what you're selling. I just want you to know that, man. You know, so as far as the Jay-Z and Solange, man, you know, the wife, you told me, you know, because I let her keep me on the up and up when it comes to all the little celebrity gossip and all that. She said that allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, smacked Beyonce, allegedly, you know what I'm saying, and then Solange went wild, you know what I'm saying. I just thought that Solange was mad because, you know, Jay-Z wouldn't give her a feature verse. You know what I'm saying? Let Kanye produce her record. You know what I'm saying? She was mad. She was mad that Kanye and Jay-Z didn't jump on a remix. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
You know, it is what it is, man. You know, and nothing here or there. Mike Brown, I'm with you, Boogie. Mike Brown had to go. I'm like, I think we'll just call him that. I wasn't Chef. That was Big Al calling
Almighty,
Mr. Potato Head.
Big,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He called him Mr. Potato Head. You know, he is Mr. Potato Head. You know what I'm saying? We straight just turned his ass into French fries and threw him in the grease. You know what I'm saying? Because he just got ate up, man. He's done. And Boogie, you can coach him, dog. You can coach him because if you're the head coach and Ro, if you're the videographer, I'm coaching defense. You know how Tex wanted to coach offensive field, his right hand man. I'm just coaching defense. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to do, dog. You know, so you can take care of anything else. I'm coaching defense. That's all I want to do with the Cats because I'm gonna make Waiters and I'm gonna make Kyrie play some damn defense. If I don't do nothing else in my time in Cleveland, I'm gonna make these ninjas play defense, man. So. You know,
right.
Lisa talking, man. I miss anything you guys been talking about.
What about the Donald Sterling interview? What about the Donald Sterling interview bashing Magic Johnson? I know you got wind of that.
Man, you heard him, right? Talking about, I mean, the dude is seen now. You've seen it right there in the interview. He's a great dude. He does great things. But I don't think he's a role model for L.A. children. What you mean he ain't no role model? He opened up movie theaters in the hood. He opened up grocery stores in the hood. You know what I'm saying? He's a philanthropist, whatever the hell he pronounced it. You know what I'm saying? Him and his wife.
Right.
So they do their they volunteer their time and their money. You know what I'm saying? We ain't talking about his Laker days. We're not talking about that. You know what I'm saying? That's clearly what he's thinking about. You know, so, you know, just like you said, Boogie, he just didn't want his Johnson, you know what I'm saying, inside of his cookie. Let me just say that. You know what I'm saying? And his wife too, man. And his wife, you know, this is like the second or third time they didn't sue the girlfriend. You know, every time that, it's like my wife said, every time he exceeds $1 million paying his jump off, she want to sue him for the get back and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. Hey, next Sunday, man, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard it yesterday, but the chef's going to be in the A. The chef's going to be in the A. He's going to be in the Sports Official Studios with us. We're going to give him some headphones. We're going to give him a microphone. And he's going to sit in with us for them 2 hours, dog, and talk sports, man. Shout out to you, man. I appreciate y'all, man. And I will be listening on Friday, calling in on Friday. I'm going to make sure I tell his girlfriend, I tell a whole bunch of girlfriends, and hopefully I'll tell Michael Taylor, tell his boyfriends about the show, man. I'll holler at y'all, dog. Appreciate it.
It's the streets. We want to give a shout-out to AJ, Fast Eddie, Global Network 1, on you, streaming 87.9 WERE down in Covington, Georgia. Man, D-Mac, we got you, baby, Friday. Uncle Joe, man, Dynasty, Heaven Knows, Sports Official. Bro, did I miss anybody?
Man, Legacy, all the doctors at Phoenix Baptist Hospital, Phoenix Children's Hospital, taking care of a little dude, you know. I'll inform everybody else later about that. You know what it is, man. North Park, Texas, yeah, man. Love y'all. Happy Mother's Day belated to everybody that we didn't bless. You know, it was
a side little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me wrong.
Love y'all, and we'll holler at y'all on Friday.
Man, no doubt. And next thing, we always tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We out. Let's go, Ro. We got to get back in our cell. Y'all always been a picture us rolling. Because I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swaying. Make me want to start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, burning back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big bodies in no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look.